This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with board-certified plastic surgeon Stephen Robinson, the lead surgeon at Ohio Plastic Surgeons in Columbus, Ohio. Dr. Robinson is here to talk to us about a surgical procedure that has become very popular for mothers called a mommy makeover. Dr. Robinson, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, what is a mommy makeover and what is unique about this procedure?
Well, the mommy makeover is not just a single procedure, but it's a set of procedures that we use to take care of problems that have occurred with childbirth and with aging in specific. Each procedure is uniquely tailored to the woman's goals so that this set of procedures may not be the same from one woman to the next.
And what are the areas of the body that this procedure addresses?
Well, again, we approach each woman uniquely and ask what problem areas are bothering her the most, what she has noticed has changed over time. But there are some typical trends that we see in the mommy makeover that are usually consistent throughout. First, the abdominal area is addressed. Most women, after multiple childbirthing, especially if they've had C-sections, would require a tummy tuck procedure. Now, this procedure is designed to get rid of both excess skin as well as excess fat in the abdominal area. I always include liposuction with my tummy tucks. The final results simply look better. So most women will require a tummy tuck with this procedure to address the issues that have occurred. Also, we are frequently addressing issues with the breasts. After multiple childbirth, especially if the woman breastfed, sometimes the breasts are not nearly as full. There may be excess skin there. They can even become smaller after childbirth than they were before. So frequently we're doing a breast lift procedure, and sometimes we're also doing an augmentation with implants at the same time as a breast lift. This gives a much nicer shape to the breast, and we can enlarge the breast if needed. So again, the woman can choose which size and what shape she wants to be afterwards. There are also issues occasionally with arms and legs and back where excess fat has accumulated because of the weight gain associated with pregnancy and the hormone shifts. Frequently, these areas then are addressed simply with liposuction to remove that excess fat of the arms, the legs, and the back. So all of those areas can be rolled up into a procedure called the mommy makeover. And again, it's customized to each individual so that no two people are alike in terms of their anatomy, their goals, and so no two mommy makeovers are really the same.
So can a patient consider a mommy makeover if she decides to have children after the procedure?
Yes, she can. I've had patients who've had abdominoplasties, tummy tucks before, get pregnant afterwards, and it doesn't harm the woman, it doesn't harm the child. However, it can diminish the overall results. So my recommendation is always to wait until you think you're finished having children before you have a mommy makeover. However, if something happens where you change your mind or there could be an unplanned pregnancy, it's not a bad thing. Women can deliver healthy babies after this, and perhaps they would need a touch-up in one or two areas after the pregnancy. It all depends. But again, my recommendation is if you know you're going to have more children, I would wait until you think you're finished before investing in this procedure.
And that is certainly good advice for those considering the mommy makeover. Today we are with board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Robinson, the lead surgeon at Ohio Plastic Surgeons in Columbus, Ohio, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Robinson, what is the recovery process like for a mommy makeover procedure?
Well, the recovery process, again, kind of depends on which procedures we do, and of course the physical demands of the woman both at home in terms of children and the physical demands of her job if she does work outside the house. Typically, after a tummy tuck or a breast procedure, the restrictions are for strenuous exercising and lifting, and those last for a whole month. I ask my patients not to lift anything heavier than 20 pounds, not to do any exercising other than walking for a whole month. Now, in terms of working outside the home, if they have a job that's considered a desk job where they go to the office and they sit and perhaps do computer and telephone work all day, most people can do that within 2 weeks, sometimes a little sooner after having this procedure done. However, if their job requires them to be on their feet all day or transitioning from one part of the office to the other or carrying things on a regular basis, then it may be up to 4 weeks before they're ready to go back and start work again on a full-time regular basis. And I always recommend to my patients, regardless of which jobs they have, for the first couple of days back after any surgical procedure, I think it's advisable and more comfortable for them if they could schedule just a half day of work, kind of ease themselves back into the routine, if you will. So for most people, again, depending on the activities that their job requires, it would be between 2 to 4 weeks before they could return to full employment.
And lastly, who is a good candidate for a mommy makeover, and how long after childbirth can this procedure be done?
Well, that's a great question, and we get this all the time, women asking. I like to wait at least 6 months after childbirth to address any issues with the abdomen and breasts because things change afterwards. Any woman who's been pregnant knows this, that the abdomen, you know, doesn't look like it does. It will right after pregnancy. Things do contract, and women tend to lose weight rather quickly after this procedure. By about 6 months, things have stabilized, and then I'm comfortable addressing the issues that remain because I doubt they will change much over time. I think anyone is a good candidate for this who has issues that they see when they look at their own body and they don't like. Pregnancy can change a lot of things, time, weight gain, weight loss, make changes. And if they want to just restore what they had before, or perhaps even enhance things that they never had with their body, and they think it's time to do that, then I think they're a good candidate for this. Also, I think the best candidate for this procedure, or any plastic surgery procedure for that matter, is someone who's doing it for their own self-esteem, for their own reasons, not doing it trying to please somebody else, but rather they're doing it because they want to make themselves feel better.
Certainly great information on this topic. Where can our listeners find more information about Ohio Plastic Surgeons in Columbus online and how they can be in touch as well?
Well, thank you. That's another great question. We have a very complete website that's available to anybody at www.ohioplasticsurgeons.com. And on there's information on all of these procedures as well as many more. There's contact information where people can email questions to me directly. I always answer my own questions personally and confidentially with anyone who asks. And also, if they wish to schedule an appointment or simply call and talk to one of my many talented staff members, they could call us directly at area code 614-326-4661. My staff is wonderful. They've been with me for many, many years, and people will find our office to be a very warm, inviting, and informative place. So I welcome anybody to visit my website online or to call us directly for any other information that you may need.
Well, Dr. Robinson, we certainly appreciate the information, and thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you again.
We've been speaking with board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Stephen Robinson, the lead surgeon at Ohio Plastic Surgeons in Columbus, Ohio. And once again, the website of reference is ohioplasticsurgeons.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, Enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.